You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We never go into a game expecting to lose. We'll all come out ready to play.
Got to keep building. Keep making winning plays. Keep doing it together.
Devin Booker puts it in. Tough shot from Booker. Giannis on the follow.
We've been talking about them outworking us. That's the freaking deal. They're outworking.
Devin Booker putting on a show here in the third quarter. It's gone. Middleton nails another. Throws it up for Ayton. Shot blocked by Antetokounmpo. Chris Paul falls down and lost the ball. Middleton inside. He banks it home. The NBA Finals are tied at two games apiece. It's a best of three now.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby.
What
exactly is it
we
that we do?
What they want.
Jalen, we have a 2-2 NBA Finals. The Milwaukee Bucks took two at home, and it was Giannis and Chris Middleton in the fourth quarter that dominated this game. Jalen, what do you think about the Bucks last night?
Well, I can't talk about the Bucks until I set the scene. So I was just sitting there thinking last night, this is my 19th consecutive season covering the NBA Finals for national television. And I've seen a lot over the years. So let me just tell you some of the things that was happening. You probably saw on TV, but necessarily didn't know what was going down. My guy Chance the Rapper was in the house. My guy Chris Tucker was in the house. Shout to Dave Chappelle. He was in the house. Adam Silver sat down with the Countdown crew. And you know who else was there, Jacoby? Do you know who else was there? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and the Big O were at the basketball game. Dog, this is holy grail to NBA basketball. I was in the building. And the beauty about all of this, now you look out on the floor, I'm like, there's Giannis. I didn't think he was going to play in this series. Oh, wait, he swooped in game one. He's been terrific the entire time. And how about how he competed defensively? But then in the fourth quarter in particular, it was all about Chris Middleton being the closer. You seen him doing the pick and roll, the snake dribble, keeping his pace, his tempo. You know he was drafted by the Detroit Pistons in the second round. I've been watching his career and the maturation of it. And Giannis did a terrific job of creating space for him, setting picks for him, and getting him open. Look at that. That's called a pick and pop, everybody. He's not just going one-on-one. That's their offense. And then defensively, how about Drew Holiday? He's kept Chris Paul quiet since game one. The series started with P.J. Tucker on CP3. They switched that up quick. And since Drew Holiday been on him, it's been lights out, baby. And then also, how about late in the game? And this is why I had to go historic, Jacoby. Did you see the block Giannis had on DeAndre Ayton?
Did I see it?
Hey, dog, let me tell you something. I was, of course, courtside. You know how I do. Shout to the Bucks ownership who showed me love. So I'm sitting down there, Jacoby, and here's the thing. Giannis's help, spin, and recovery was so very athletic, so very incredible, that it made me start looking at Kareem like, have I ever seen blocks like that before in the history of the NBA playoffs? And then some came to mind, because I want to go historic for you. There's a play, well, two plays, where Wilt Chamberlain blocked back-to-back shots by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That happened. How about Tayshaun Prince chase down block against Reggie Miller?
I remember
that happened in the NBA playoffs. What about LeBron James chase down block of Andre Iguodala? So, like, all of those plays, I start thinking, I was like, that was incredible. And at the beginning of the quarter, he got a steal. He got a breakaway dunk. And then later in the game, also Jacoby, he did a terrific job of getting it in transition and kicking it out in the right corner to Pat Connaughton, who made a three. Like, these are all dominant plays by Giannis Antetokounmpo. You remember people was questioning, oh, in the previous series, should he go guard KD? He went and did it. Newsflash, nobody's slowing down KD. This is why, and people were questioning this, why was he defensive player of the year if he not going to lock down? Now all of a sudden he give us a historic play like that. The Milwaukee Bucks are playing with terrific momentum after winning two games at home.
Giannis didn't have to score 41, 42 points like he did previously in Game 2 and Game 3 because Chris Middleton was the closer. Chris Middleton put up 40 points, but I want to show that block again because let's just look at Giannis's prowess. Because what he does is he cuts off Devin Booker from driving in the lane and then turns around and blocks the shot. Like, this is a great play from Book. Book threw a great pass right here off the dribble with one hand. Giannis is just everywhere. He cuts off the lane and then blocks the shot. It was such an amazing performance from Giannis, who, again, 26 points, 14 rebounds. But you touched on this, too. Giannis turned into a playmaker. He had 8 assists. And in the fourth quarter, he was just looking around like, where's Chris Middleton? How do I get him open? That's basically what he was doing. He's like, do I need to set a screen for him? Do I need to hand off to him? In the fourth quarter, he knew that Middleton was hot. And I always call Middleton Mariano Rivera. He's the closer. He's the closer on this team. It was such a great performance from the Bucks. And Jalen, I'm going to say it. I think the Bucks win the series. I think the Bucks win the series. I think the Bucks win the series. Chris Paul was not himself. Jalen, the same Chris Paul we saw in Game 1 and Game 2, we have not seen since. I think that the Bucks win because Chris Paul is just not himself in this series. What do you think about Chris last night?
I think, man, I played a lot of basketball in my life. 4 years of high school, 3 years of college, 13 years in the league. I'm a dummy. I think that's 20 years. Let me tell you something. Jrue Holiday has been on that dude like a straitjacket. I don't care where you play ball at. How about playing pickup? Imagine you at rec, right? And y'all about to bring the ball up, and it's a dude picking you up 94 feet. You like, seriously, man? Is this what we doing right now? You 36 years of age. You done had back-to-back huge games to catapult the Suns into the finals and win game one. And then all of a sudden, this dude is taller, more physical, more athletic, fighting through screens, don't flop, contest with both hands, post you up, try to use his body against you. He playing like he's an older brother. Oh, wait, he got brothers in the league. That's how he playing. And so Chris Paul has to be frustrated. He'll find a way to get going, but you got to give Jrue Holiday's defense a ton of credit for how he's playing against CP3.
You do, and oftentimes great performances in losses get overlooked, like Giannis in Game 2. We need to celebrate what Book did last night. Booker was absolutely on fire last night on the road trying to will his team to a win. Book had so many buckets. Can he get them a win in Game 5 when they go back home?
So it was great to see him respond. And now here's what's kind of becoming a storyline of who about to win it all this year. Is Devin Booker going to be more of a version of the previous game or more of a version of what we saw last night? Is Chris Middleton, the way he performs at home, going to take that show on the road? How about CP3 turning the ball over? I saw CP3 turning the ball over in the fourth quarter.
Bad turnovers, too.
No doubt. So they needed Devin Booker to be dominant, and he was. But I was looking up at the scoreboard, Jacoby, and I was like, wait a minute. He the only person in double figures, and it's almost the fourth quarter? It's almost the fourth quarter. He the only player in double figures? And so when he gets his fifth foul, that's when the momentum started to shift for the Milwaukee Bucks. And CP3, again, has to bring it offensively, had to keep the turnovers down. But I'm with you. Let's celebrate the excellence that was the game of Devin Booker. Two players scoring 40 points on opposing teams in the NBA Finals has only happened a few times. So it was incredible to see him do it in all phases, do it in the post, do it facing up, doing it against whoever was guarding him. He was an equal opportunity employer. He was dominant. But you ready for this? That's how the Suns played before CP3 arrived. Let me say that again.
Yep.
That's how the Suns played before CP3 arrived. So it was good when they were in the bubble when they were 8-0. But they're at their best when they're diversifying, when Cam Johnson gets a chance to make shots, when Mikal Bridges gets himself going, who's at 27 in this series, and Jay Crowder, who hit a bunch of threes in the previous games. They got to spread the wealth when they're at their best. And then finally, where's Ayton? When we're talking about Giannis, you didn't mention the fact that we ain't seen Ayton. So we're talking about Drew Holiday, and we're talking about Giannis defensively locking down members of the big three on the other squad. That's why I feel you're saying that you want to see the Bucks. You think the Bucks are going to possibly go on and win based on those dynamics that are playing out.
Do you remember that coaching moment when Monty Williams pulled Ayton aside on the sideline and told him that he has high expectations for himself, but he needs to affect the game in other ways? I got a newsflash. Ayton, you got to score some points, man. Like, you can't put up 6 points in an NBA Finals game when you've done what you've done the entire playoff run up to this point. We need more from Ayton. And, Jalen, there's a cliche. The cliche is this, and I know you've heard this a million times. Everyone's heard it a million times. Role players play better at home. And that's exactly what we've seen in both sets of two games in this series. Will Phoenix and their role players, the Aitons, the Cam Johnsons, the Campaigns, be able to take a 3-2 lead in this series?
Well, I got something that's matter of fact for you, sir.
What's that, Mr. Rose?
Whoever win the next game is winning this series. Period, dot, dot, comma. Whoever win the next game is winning this series. And so I believe Phoenix is going to rebound, go home, and find a way to get those role players to play better. But you show Ayton stats. The telling one is 0-for-0 from the free throw line. That means also Giannis is not only defending him, but they're playing him without fouling him, which is huge for a young player to find a way to get yourself going and play yourself into rhythm. But it's going to be a long series. Prepare for a 7-game.
Jalen, it is time for you and I to break something down in detail. Let's go to the table. There were some legends, as you mentioned, watching the game. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Oscar Robinson, and there were some legends watching the game that had nothing to do with the game of basketball. Look at you. Look at you with Dave Chappelle and Chris Tucker.
We talked about doing a comedy bracket, right? Who better to put on our board of directors than two legends like this? Dave Chappelle, the icon. Chris Tucker, the icon. In stand-up, in movies. These guys have been doing it for decades in television. I'm standing between two legends in the comedic space, and Jalen and Jacoby will be doing our comedy bracket. Those two guys will be part of the consulting team.
Look at the Chappelle Show chain on Dave Chappelle. Look at the Chappelle Show chain. We always talk about championships and banners. He has a championship in his rafters. The Chappelle Show, the greatest television show of
Chris
all
Tucker
time.
Too now. Chris Tucker done jumped out there and got 20 million
please.
A movie.
Please, Chris Tucker is a legend in his own right. And you too are a legend, Mr. Rose. Russell Wilson, do you remember when he was complaining about the Seahawks? Well, he says that everything is all good. And he and Pete Carroll are best friends again.
Funny,
do you believe him?
7 days
we'll
can change.
Right
it was
after
all
this.
Good just a week ago.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Coming to you live from the Seaport District of New York City and brought to you by Chase, welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, do you remember just a couple months ago when Russell Wilson was leaving Seattle and everyone's putting him on the Bears? Well, he's singing a different tune now. Let's listen to the quarterback of the Seahawks.
I would say it's stronger. I mean, I think me and Pete have gotten even closer. Okay. You know, Pete and I, we've always had a great bond. But I think, you know, we got to have a great heart-to-heart. Just me and Coach Carroll's relationship is stronger than ever, and I care about winning. You know, that's what I want to do. And that's always been my focus. That's always been my goal, you know, is to win it all.
The relationship is stronger than ever, Mr. Rose. Do you believe what Russell Wilson is saying?
Let me tell you what helps make the relationship stronger than ever. And the stability and the love that he not only has for his bride, Sierra, and their family. Aaron Rodgers is looking for love, too. We see him on vacation with his lovely bride as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the difference in the relationships, boys and girls. Look at the bottom of the screen. One has 4 years, $140 million left on their deal. And the other has no guaranteed money currently on their deal. So absolutely one is at training camp. And we know one is going to be playing week one. And of course, like you said, they should be besties. How would you feel about somebody giving you $140 million? I would love that person.
Yeah, you see, you that $140 million. The relationship is great.
Hey, dog, you used to pray to a Larry Bird poster as an infant. I'm doing it as an adult. Okay? Of course he's happy. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't get him the protection that he needs up front. But again, like, Carson is a really nice back. I like him a lot. You know about Metcalf. You know about Lockett. They have great, good play at tight end. Like, they're stacked. And he's an elite quarterback with mobility. So I believe that at least through this season, they'll figure out a way to make it work because they're going to be explosive this year.
Mm-hmm. But let's not forget how their season ended. Their season ended in a loss to the Rams, who didn't even play Jared Goff. Like, that is how their season ended, and that is what I believe led to this strife. But as you get closer to training camp, as you get closer to the season, everyone's got high expectations, and Russell Wilson will be under center for the Seahawks. There's another quarterback in the NFL that has some interesting things to say, and that is none other than Cam Newton. Him and Bill Belichick, after not making the playoffs, have high expectations for their team. What are your expectations for Cam Newton and the Patriots this season?
I just want to see him be healthy. I remember the first couple of weeks of the season last year when he was running like a high school / collegiate offense almost, where they'd just snap it to him in the shotgun and it'd be like off tackle left or right. To like now actually being able to see him play quarterback and be healthy and be more like the Cam Newton we grew to love. I don't expect him to go back to an MVP level, but you would think having Josh McDaniels, Bill Belichick, the money they spent this offseason in free agency, that they set him up and put him in position to be his best.
Well, here's what he had to say about this season with the Patriots.
You know, as far as the expectations from, you know, what I've expected from Bill and, you know, Josh and those guys, they've been excellent. And, you know, we're just going to keep pushing forward. And there's things that, you know, you can't get better at. There are things that, you know I will get better at. And it's just trusting in yourself, trusting in coaching and you know, believing in the process of keeping it all in the wheelhouse.
Jalen, the Bills are in the division. The Dolphins are in the division. Do you think the Patriots can win the AFC East?
Possibly. Like, of course you want to give Buffalo Bills the edge because they have Josh Allen. But, like, he said something that was really profound when he acknowledged things that he needs to work on, like we all do. I can't ignore also that he threw some balls in the dirt last year.
Yeah, he did.
He threw the ball at some players' ankles last year also. And so that, I'm pretty sure, is what he's talking about, getting back to improving his accuracy. And I think just being healthy and now having a full training camp and a full start of the season, and hopefully he has no COVID issues to actually see what Cam Newton is made of at this point of his career.
Jalen, all we have been discussing today with the staff is this next topic. It's time for News That Matters. the versus battle. To end all versus battle is going down Madison Square Garden in August. It is Dipset against the Lox.
I cannot wait for this.
Jalen, who do you have as the favorite going into the battle, Dipset or the Lox?
Hey, dog, let me tell you something. You know how much I miss the purity of groups in rap music. These two historic groups represent the holy grail of everything I love about rap music and hip hop. And so these are my brothers. I'm about to be reaching out to them again. They all been on this show. The Lox have been on the show. Shout out to Sheik Looch. Shout out to Styles P. Shout out to Jada Kiss. You already know what it is. We're going to get Jim Jones on the show. We got to get Killer Cam on the show. Welcome home, Jewels. And you already know I'm going to be there. You got to go with me, dog.
I'm going to be there the day before.
With me, dog.
I'm going to be there the day before. Camp out outside MSG. I'm sleeping in a tent on 33rd and 8th, just waiting for this to happen. I cannot wait, and I also can't wait to preview Game 5 with you, Jalen, right after this short break. Pivotal Game 5 Saturday night at 9 p.m. on ABC. Will the Bucks or the Suns take a 3-2 lead in the series? Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, what do you expect to see in Game 5? Can the Bucks and Giannis make it three straight to take a 3-2 series lead?
The best game of the series is what I anticipate. No surprise if Giannis is going to play. Middleton is going to play better on the road. Jrue Holiday is going to show up offensively. Devin Booker's not going to end the game on the bench. He probably is not going to have 40-plus points. DeAndre Ayton is going to actually attempt free throws. Cameron Payne, Cameron Johnson are going to play better. It's going to be the best game of the series. Whoever wins Game 5 is going to win this series.
We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. We always say to give the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is doing podcast exclusive content every single day, Mr. Rose. Every day. We don't just do the TV show. We make sure to put in extra time for those that listen to our podcast, because those are the people that have been listening to us for 10 years. And I need you to take us behind the curtain of your finals experience, because you've been in Milwaukee. You're taking Ubers back and forth from Detroit. What was your experience like last night?
So I'm really fortunate. Rest in peace, Stu Scott. One of the things I used to always enjoy about the finals is being able to catch up with him and break bread. And this was my 19th consecutive year. How about my first year, I got hired by BET Mad Sports. That was the first time. And it was the Lakers versus the New Jersey Nets. And so as I was sitting there last night, you know, each series has its own personality. Wasn't able to physically be at the game only once, and that was last year because they were in the bubble. So now for me to be back in the arena just like everybody else, I'm like, wait a minute. Is that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? I'm like, hold on. And crazily, I got his number in my phone. And then I'm like, is that the big O? Is that the big O?
That's a big O.
I can't front it. First, I was just bugging. Like, there's a video of me online with when it was, I believe, Cavs and Warriors, and I was getting mic'd up, and I was really mesmerized by watching the Splash Brothers move up and down the court. And people were like, I look like a robot because I don't move.
Oh, yeah, when you didn't move,
time.
Yeah, I remember that. Hey, look at the statue. The senior statue analyst turned into a statue.
Blame the Splash Brothers. I hadn't seen nothing like that, dog. How fast they were moving and cutting and the range they were shooting with. That's kind of how I felt last night. If you would have got a video of me last night teasing the halftime, you would have saw that. Staring at them first and foremost. There was a time when I was in Indiana, fam, and Isaiah was the head coach. Tommy, our director, appreciate this story. Isaiah brought the big O in to talk to the team and especially to talk to me. Pulled me to the side. Imagine I'm sitting in the bleachers with Isaiah in the big O, soaking up game. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's why when you see me or hear me out talking, just think of E-40. I'm not just talking. I'm sprinkling, man. Sprinkling, man. You know what I'm saying? And also, here's how it works on weekends. Shout to my countdown team, Maria, J. Will, and Woj. On weekends, our ABC team does the pregame, halftime, and the postgame. Oh, we do the network type of work. You know what I'm saying? The three-letter network type of work. And I've been here a long time. They don't just let anybody on ABC, dog.
No.
They don't just let anybody on ABC, dog. There's a different velvet rope for people who get to be on ABC and talk sports. Don't ever get it twisted. Okay? And I'm happy. Like the big O and Kareem, I was so very fortunate to be in the velvet rope. But you know what happens after halftime when it's a weekday? It goes to ESPN. Postgame now goes to Scott Van Pelt, SportsCenter.
Shout out to SVP. Shout to SVP forever.
So in other words, when the third quarter starts now, and I've been doing this 10 years, 5 years, I had to be there pregame, halftime, and postgame. Like 3 years, like after halftime, I'm kind of wrapped. So, you know, I know people who know people. Shout out to my guy. I'll call him John. Shout to John. Shout to Sarah. Shout to the Bucks ownership for showing me love. I was supposed to go down there and sit with them in the previous game, but our set was out by the beer district, the Deer District, where you see on TV where it's 25,000 fans. And I'm clearly not going to get from there inside the arena. That was just virtually impossible. So I wasn't able to do it in the other game. But in this game, I was like, I'll be down there, start the third quarter. So guess what, Jacoby? Wow. I'm off work. It's the third quarter, and I'm courtside. I go in the back. Shout to Chance the Rapper and his stepdad. Dapped it up with him. Talked about his bars and flicked it up. And then all of a sudden, is that Dave Chappelle?
Chappelle Show?
Like, seriously, like, in my lifetime, I've been watching, like, television. I grew up in the sitcom era. Like, I used to watch TV all day. Sanford and Sons, Good Times, The Jeffersons. Like, I could go on and on and on and on. Family, All in the Family, whatever, Dukes of Hazzard, like, everything, everybody. But as TVs and comedy started to change, I remember listening to Richard Pryor on the Component set. You know what I mean? Like, oh, he cussed sitting in there. And my brother's got this, the red and blue police lights. And I'm like, what's that smell? You know what I mean? Like, I smell something. And I'm going to get out of here. You know what I'm saying? And so watching comedy progress, and this is why we got to do our bracket. There have been certain iconic shows that have put on in particular for the culture. You know, and I know I'm doing a list, so I must forget one. It's only right. Living Color for me was like such a game changer. Saturday Night Live was such a game changer. Eddie Murphy, Under the Boardwalk, and doing Buckwheat. And like some classic skits of Living Color. Some of the great talent that's come off that show. Ties. And Martin, that was in Detroit.
The times made it.
You know what I'm saying? Martin Lawrence, that was filmed, you know, staged in Detroit. But the Chappelle Show, modern day, that just hit different, dog.
It did.
That hit
Chappelle
different,
Show was
dog.
An event. Every new episode was an event.
That hit different,
it was
dog.
It was an event. It was an
you
event.
You talk about championship rings. That's that. Dog, you get 5 rings off of that show. He got 5 rings just off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually reminded me of the first time I met him. He said, I was leaving college And I forgot about this. The same summer that picture I took with Nas, yep. I think one or two summers before that, I remember this because I was only there one time. I got a chance to go to the Arsenio Hall show. And he reminded me that somebody came over to him, was like, hey, dog, him right there, member of the Fab Five, like, keep your eyes on him, dog. Like, and he reminded me of that last night. So shout to him. Shout to my brother, Chris Tucker, who was there. And I can't make this up. I cannot make this up. Chris Tucker did not know he was going to see me yesterday. That's my brother. We done broke bread before. We did not know he was going to see each other. I didn't even know I was going to be down there. I knew I was going to be down there, but he didn't know. But anyway, he was like, I got to show you my phone. I cannot make this up. We might have been having a couple of beverages. Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not.
And third quarter, we realized, oh, wait a minute, it's the fourth quarter. Maybe we should go back out to our luxurious seats. You know how it goes.
Yeah, maybe we should watch a game.
So we back there champagne and campaign and doing what we do. Chris Tucker shows me on his phone pictures that he took of me on TV that he sent to his barber because he wanted to get his hair cut like mine.
He's taking pictures on the TV screen, texting his barber, saying, dude, whatever that is, put that on my head.
Yes. He showed me his phone. And it wasn't from last night's game. It was not from last night's game. I was like, dog, I got you. You and the A, I immediately connected him with Hawk. But my guy go get him straight. Kind of like Shea's been getting Reg DeLand's shape straight. You seen Reg DeLand's new profile.
Reg changed the avatar and everything, dog. He changed
the
avatar.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it was great to see those guys. It was a great atmosphere for basketball. Shout to Adam Silver, who I got a chance to also interview and talk to about the league. And one of the things I made sure to ask him and say to him off wax, Giannis and Book staying loyal and re-signing with those teams and now being rewarded by being in the NBA Finals with both having a chance to win a championship while it's 2-2 right now, this is the best thing that could have happened for the NBA. New blood. New blood. Like I said, I have been there in the last 19. You know the last 10 of them? LeBron, KD, LeBron, Kawhi, Steph.
LeBron. Well, listen, you know the Lakers are about to re-up. There's some rumors about the Lakers getting Lonzo. There's rumors about the Lakers getting DeMar DeRozan. You know, the Warriors are in rumors. They've got some things that they can flip and bounce and upgrade their roster. Like, I don't know if we're going to get this new blood next year, Mr. Rose. I don't know if we're going to get new blood next year.
Oh, hit the brakes. Did you say something about LeBron and the Lakers?
Reg has been slow hitting the brakes the last couple days. I'm glad that he was on it. Because Reg has been like, when you say hit the brakes, it's been like 10 seconds later he hit the brakes. And he's finally back on it. Reg back on his game.
Yeah, I can't lie. Two shows ago when I said hit the brakes and he didn't do it, I almost forgot what I was going to say. It took so long.
Yeah, it was like 15 seconds later.
It was like...
But anyway, I'll talk about LeBron and the Lakers. Go ahead. LeBron and the Lakers.
Okay, so... I'm going to give you guys an off-wax conversation without giving y'all full detail. As Jacoby says into a microphone, LeBron and the Lakers are going to be looking to get Lonzo. I want people to know he said it, not me. I did not say it. His name is David Dowling Jacoby. You can send all of your correspondence to him. So I'm just piggybacking off of what he said. Where did Lonzo grow up?
Chino Hills.
Where did he get picked?
The Los Angeles Lakers. I think he's number 3.
And didn't his father say, they going to get that ball and they going to get that ball? Didn't he say that?
Mm-hmm.
Did it happen?
Yes.
He also said he wanted to see his boys play together in the league. Did he say that?
Yes, he did say that.
You know, my hearing ain't the best. My vision, you know, is terrible.
Your vision terrible. Yeah, you can't see nothing. You wear glasses every day with the non-prescription, dog. Well, all we got to do is get some prescription in there. You can see things.
Well,
the font on Jalen's phone is wild. You need the iPad, not a phone, just to see a text message.
That's a good one. And so, Lonzo's a free agent this offseason, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means he's going to have some leverage in the marketplace because people know that the Ball brothers want to play together in the NBA. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, each team that calls, you got to have two conversations, not just one.
Well, LaMelo played 1 year for Charlotte. You're already moving them.
I am not moving them. It's just unfortunate where he got drafted. Charlotte can't say anything about me not showing love. They've seen LaMelo Ball do interviews on one show. This one. You've seen the Hornets head coach do interviews where? On this show. Okay? We put on for them. As a matter of fact, there hasn't been a Miles Bridges dunk on somebody that was not shown on this show. We brought Scary Terry on the show this year. This is not any shade to Charlotte. I just got finished saying I'm happy that Book and Giannis got rewarded for reeing up with those squads. Jacoby, you know I'm the guy that loves Dame re-signing in Portland the way he did. You know that about me.
Does Dame love it?
Well, he got like $250 million left on his deal. Like, so let's put things in context. Like, he got enough money to affect the gross national, you know, product.
GDP. Like, GDP.
Yeah, yeah. He got that kind of money, right? And so Lonzo now, as he gets offers, and there's rumors that Indiana – give him an offer. We'll see. You might see it at the bottom of the ticker. Just like there's rumors that Willie Green might be the coach of the Pelicans. You might see it at the bottom of the ticker. There's rumors that Wes Unseld Jr. might be the coach of the Wizards. You might see it at the bottom of the ticker.
Mm-hmm.
Lonzo Ball may have a chance to start navigating along with his brother where they play next. And it's nothing to do with New Orleans or Charlotte. That just may not be the optimum destination for them to do it when the time is right. That's all. And anybody to get mad, you're mad at LeBron because he started it. You're mad at KD because he finished it. Now James Harden, like, you know what? I'm out of here.
Gone.
I'm out of here. And so this is going to be interesting this offseason. And I got a domino for you to watch. I gave it to y'all yesterday. You know, I just sprinkle me, man. Okay. Jermaine Jackson went to college with Willie Green. You're going to see at the bottom of the ticker that he's going to be the next coach of the Pelicans. I would break it myself, but I am not showing the network my cell phone. I'm Tom Brady with the phone. Okay?
Why Reg hasn't given you a beat? Reg hasn't given you a beat in 10 minutes. He mad because I said that he was slow with the hit the brakes.
He quit. He on the sideline, pounding Reg.
Yeah, he's mad.
He on the sideline, pounding Reg. And so there may be an opportunity for them to link up in New Orleans. However, when Willie Green is named the head coach, he has a mobile phone. And I believe he's going to have a championship ring because I think the Suns are going to win it all. I do. In seven. That's the time to call friends and family. One of those people are going to be Melo Ball's high school coach, who's now his manager, Jermaine Jackson. And so now if you're Lonzo and Willie, for that matter, you probably should look at the organization and get Zion on the phone and be like, big fella, what do you think about catching lobs from both of the Ball brothers? You know, you a freak of nature, Zion. We haven't seen, you're an anomaly. You're 6'8", and the bounce that you have, the power that you have in your spring based on your body type is something we have not seen.
Never.
How about
seen.
Catching it with the left from one guy and then catching it with the right from the other guy and then just going down the lane? How about they both do a Jamal Crawford and one throw it off the backboard on one side and the other one throw it off the backboard on the other side and then you catch it 360 in the air and just dunk it? What about that, Zion?
That sounds
interesting.
You know
they love to pass the basketball. They're both pass first people. And Lonzo improved his three, dog.
Yeah, he did.
He can make the three ball now.
Yeah, he did.
He can make the three. Hey, everybody, the jump shot y'all saw at UCLA, I know it's still in y'all mind because there are a lot of casuals out there.
It changed.
Lonzo Ball can shoot the three, okay? And LaMelo Ball is a superstar in the making. So if you're on the Pelicans, I know you're watching the finals, and you know what you should be seeing? Heartbreak Hotel. This is heartbreak. Because you know what you're looking at? Your past. You're like, man, we have Monty Williams. Obviously, unique circumstances. I love Monty. And his family has overcome a lot dealing with the tragedy of losing his wife of a very long time, Jacoby, and they have five kids. He lost her in a car accident. It was devastating. Clearly, it's going to always be. I love that brother. Drew Holiday. He was a member of their team, right?
Yes, he was.
Chris Paul. He was in their uniform at one point in time.
Anthony Davis, too.
Correct. And so now, if you're the Pelicans, I'm telling y'all what to do. Like, this is real spiel. Y'all need to get Master P on the phone.
Master P? Percy Miller?
Listen to your brother. He got two high school prospects that can both ball. This is, like, I know way too much about these people's lives. I've been to Master P's house, dog. Romeo shouted me out in the song before. That's my nephew. Okay? Listen to what I'm saying. Get New Orleans native Master P on the phone. And I've said on this show, they ain't been a dynamic duo in a long time in New Orleans. As a matter of fact, the greatest dynamic duos to ever come out of New Orleans, you ready for this? Are No Limit and Cash Money.
Mm-hmm.
You get Baby, you get Wayne, you get Slim all on the phone. And listen to what I'm doing. Y'all want a monopoly with the Pelicans? I'm showing y'all how to do this, son. Listen to the man who write checks with the hand that don't write. Listen to me. Shout to Jay. Y'all get the money right. Take care of Willie. Take care of Lonzo. You're going to take care of Zion. You already took care of Brandon Ingram. If that puts you in pole position to get LaMelo Ball, if that means he returns your text, if that means he's considering it at all, if that means he even thought about it once, you got to do it. And if you need help putting up the bread, that's when you call Baby also. That's when you call P also. Hey, P. Hey, Baby. They can come up with $300, $400 million. Easy. to help pay who they need to pay. Make them minority owners of the squad, like Jay-Z was with the Nets. This is how you get it done. You want to be like next level relevant? I just laid out the blueprint. Let's make it happen.
You only get this kind of game in the podcast exclusive section of Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen put both Ball Brothers on the Pelicans. Jalen sold part of the Pelicans to Master P and Baby. And you know what? Doesn't even sound that crazy. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. And I love our voicemails so much. You never know what's going to happen. It's just like a mystery bag. Let's just see what the people have in store for us. Call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put on the show just like this.
Yo, yo, yo. This P from the OPR from West Oakland tapping in again with an update for y'all fellas. But first of all, I got to give y'all a little backstory because I had a little too much root beer and Hennessy and maybe a little stuff that little bit of that stuff that little baby had in Paris that day to be leaving messages for the world to hear. First of all, somebody should have took my phone. But we was having a discussion about the woman running through red lights in her dude car and how women could be cruel sometimes. And my young player partner, he young, but he old, like that kid Nas was talking to in that one movie, you feel me? But he ain't humble like that kid. He hypey. So he heard the show, and we laughed, and he threw away the purple toothbrush, dog. He threw it away. You feel me? I'm like, okay, I felt he was maturing a bit. But then we went to Walgreens, and he ran in and came out with a pink one, dog. And he quoted a Notorious B.I.G. song, and I ain't going to say which one. Because I'm a mama's boy, and I love women, and it's all I love. But for, you know, I just was like, damn. It was like, damn, ah, damn. But anyways, you know, thanks for the love, and keep giving the people what they want and being the best show on TV, internet, or radio regardless. And I want to know what y'all think about the Harlem Globetrotters trying to become an NBA team, man. That's interesting right there.
Big shout to P in West Oakland, one of our favorite callers. Big shout to his friend who said, you know what, Jalen and Jacoby were right. I got to get rid of this purple toothbrush. And then went to Walgreens and got a pink toothbrush. But Jalen.
What up, though?
I got to talk to you about something. The Harlem Globetrotters have officially petitioned the NBA to become a franchise. And you know what I think about that, Jalen Rose?
What you think, family?
They're overlooking the Washington Generals. My Washington Generals. You were the head coach of the Washington Generals.
Yes.
I played on the Washington Generals.
Yes.
There are no Harlem Globetrotters without the Generals. That's the only team I rep for. You've never seen me wear a shirt or a uniform or a jersey of any shape, college, team, football, basketball, but I rep the Generals. The Washington Generals are the greatest franchise in the history of sports, and I will rep them until I am dead. He buried me in my General's jersey, which
love
I have. I'm getting it framed.
Love
this. I'm getting the General's jersey
that
framed.
That should be hanging up. Why is that not hanging up?
I'm getting it framed.
That need to be hanging up.
I'm getting it framed. Gotta, big shout to P in West Oakland. And also, I've never heard of root beer and Hennessy before, but that sounds delicious. That sounds like something you and Chris Tucker were drinking last night in the third quarter.
That sounds like something Earl Stevens going to put in a bottle. For real, for real. I am not joking. And shout to the Bay. What up, doe? Check out this week's Renaissance Man. I got Wolfgang Puck on the show. Wolfgang Puck. Talking about drinks. Yes, indeed. He going to have me come cook, dog. He going to cook for me and all of that. That's my guy. I got him on the text.
Hit him with the lemon pepper.
You know what I'm saying? And so let me just say this real quick. I'm with you, Bay Area partner P. Can't be disrespecting women, dog. There's something called karma. It really exists. You don't know where it's going to play out. It may play out with you not getting a parking spot you feel like. It may play out without you not getting a job you feel like you want it. It may play out in a lot of different ways in your life. I got a term for y'all. That's unnecessary roughness. It's just unnecessary.
That's 15 yards. Like, that's 15 yards.
Yeah,
15
like
yards.
These ladies are being nice to you. They're showing you love. Man. They're coming to your spot. They're brushing their teeth, feeling comfortable.
You could have gotten 17 pink toothbrushes. You could have got one pink toothbrush. You could have got 20 pink toothbrushes. P in West Oakland, you'll forever be our guy. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.